In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Karin Malmstrom, Director of Cotton Council International, Hong Kong. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It's all about brand awareness. We have branded U.S. cotton above and beyond, let's say, the other cottons in the world. And we have a brand, and so we're bringing it to the market. So we do consumer promotions. Our cotton days basically are to get the message across about U.S. cotton, the advantages of the cotton, and it goes with fashion. You know, it's a fiber, it's quality, it's comfort, it's fashion, and also durability and versatility. So we're getting those messages across. And we're doing it more and more each year, and we're focusing more in the market in China on the fashion industry because it's very competitive in China.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We are having many, many promotions, and it's all about getting that message out about cotton and the advantages. So it's very exciting, and also for consumer education. Because people are now reading the labels, they really care about what they wear, the quality of the clothing, and also fiber. They think more that the quality is all about the natural fiber. And that message is getting out there too. So it's all about, again, the consumer promotion, pulling it through the supply chain from fiber to fashion.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We are bringing, I believe it's 30 mills over, the largest mills and the largest purchasers of U.S. cotton, to Scottsdale to attend this so that they can have a very good active exchange with the merchants and the producers in the States. Again, it's all to the benefit of educating and introducing the purchasers of the cotton to U.S. cotton and having the exchange. China and U.S. need each other for the cotton trade. So the more we understand each other and each other's needs and requirements, the better.